Well, joining us right now is the Brockton Mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So you just came back from a trip from Cabo Verde. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was wonderful. I was invited to go over to Cape Verde with Bridgewater State University, President Fred Clark and his team. They've actually had educational collaborative for 20 years with the University of Cape Verde over in Santiago and Praia. So I was invited. State Senator Mike Brady was invited. State Senator-elect Liz Miranda from Boston was invited, and some state representatives. So it was really a good educational economic summit. We had long days. They started at 8 in the morning. We got picked up at the hotel, and we didn't get back till 8 or 9 at night. But we were able to talk to some elected officials, met with the president, first lady, and two former presidents. I was able to meet with six different mayors. In fact, I signed two sister city agreements with the island of Fogo, Mosteros, and St. Philippe, which has a lot of relations to the city of Brockton with family members originating from Fogo. So it was a great opportunity, and I really, really appreciate Bridgewater State for inviting me and including me.
Now, we're going to have to talk about some more unpleasant topics. Of course, COVID. What are the latest numbers in the city?
Yeah, the total cases overall, 33,383 cases total since the numbers started being calculated. Death count has gone up since I last spoke to you. We're at 512 loss of life in the city of Brockton. Current active cases, 189. And then within the last 24 hours, 13 new confirmed cases. And out of those 13, 9 are over the age of 18 years.
And of course, COVID's not the only issue we're dealing with right now, specifically RSV.
RSV and also the flu. I mean, my own kids have been sick all week as well. So, you know, it's going around right now, and I'm really thankful that I still have Dr. Rick Herman, medical consultant for the city, helping us, and, of course, our Board of Health led by Dr. Montesier. So, you know, it is the time where a lot of people get sick, and, you know, we are still doing vaccines. I actually got my booster at the Westgate Mall on Saturday morning. So, again, if people are looking to get vaccinated or get boosted, we are still working with our friends at the state, DPH. And again, if you have any flu-like symptoms or COVID symptoms, you know, the advice is to stay home and call your medical provider.
Now, are we still running the vaccine clinic at the Shaw Center?
We are. Every Tuesday, it's the local Board of Health is running it. Every Saturday, it's still Brewster Ambulance in conjunction with the regional DPH. I believe it's going to continue, you know, through January. You know, we'll see when the new administration comes in with Governor Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll. But as of now, yes, it's Tuesday and Saturdays at the Shaw Center.
And how are the hospitals in the city doing?
Yeah, I mean, the census numbers are creeping up. You know, flu is definitely around. People are sick right now. And, you know, the Good Samaritan and Brockton Signature are really been wonderful partners since I've been mayor. You know, and they're just giving me the statistics and the data. So, I mean, there are some sick people out there. But in terms of COVID and ICU cases and ventilators, thank God that that's been drastically decreased.
And we are coming upon the holidays, of course. Hanukkah is going to be kicking off this weekend. Is that a level of concern for you?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we did not really see a spike due to family gatherings for Halloween or, more importantly, Thanksgiving like we had in the past. And, you know, I think a lot of people are still, you know, being safe. And, you know, I know my own family, you know, we're still... You know, we're all vaccinated and boosted, but, you know, we're still being very cautious when we're around, you know, senior citizens that are our relatives and stuff. So I don't think we really have a drastic concern about Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas, or New Year's Eve. But, again, we just ask people to please follow the protocols and enjoy your holidays and your family time, but be safe.
And speaking of that, you're also doing a turkey giveaway this weekend?
We are. I want to give a shout-out to the Carney family, Mr. George Carney and his son Chris Carney. They have been very, very generous. Again, I've been mayor since January 6th of 2020. And the first year I was mayor, they gave out hundreds and hundreds of turkeys for Thanksgiving. And then last year it was hundreds and hundreds of turkeys for Christmas. And they're doing it again this Saturday at the fairgrounds. You do have to be a Brockton resident. That was the stipulation from the Carneys. And just really, really appreciate their generosity going into the holiday season. And it's 8 o'clock, you go in from the Belmont Street side to the fairgrounds, and there's a designated area. And Again, if you're a Brockton resident and you're looking for a turkey for the holidays, by all means, the Carney family has been generous enough to acquire quite a lot. So I'll be there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. I'm excited and I'm very thankful.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Thank you.